It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Here we go. All right. I am super excited. I have Jordan Canepa on the show today. And what makes me so excited is Jordan has been an entrepreneur since the age of six. And she developed this line of skincare called Kid Skin. She's one of the co-founders of Kid Skin. And it was founded way back in 2013, like I said, at the age of six. And this is something that she did along with her dad, Michael, and they ventured into the space, which, as you guys know, skincare is not only is it a huge multi-billion dollar space, but it's heavy competition. There's celebrity brands, there's all sorts of competition in the skincare solution area. So I'm excited to talk to Jordan and really find out about her Kids Skin line. And I think that you're going to find this not only informational, but aspirational, inspirational, and we're going to really get into it. But before we dive into today's show, what I'd like for you to do is subscribe if you have not already subscribed. And then, of course, spank the like button. That's right, spank the like button. Let people know that you've enjoyed the show, that this is really the way the YouTube algorithm kind of sees it. And so the more likes that we get, the more views that we get. And of course, we can help more people. So really, it's about helping other people. Anyway, without any further ado, let's get Jordan on the show to talk about Kid Skin. Jordan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be a part of the show, and I'm really excited to talk about it and everything.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm glad you're here, and it's good to meet you and your dad, Michael. And so, all right, so let's talk about how this idea came about. I mean, here you are, you're at the age of six where, you know, most kids at the age of six. And see, I'm kind of old now, so I can't remember what I was doing at the age of six. I think I was just going back and forth on my little rocking horse thingy. But I wasn't thinking entrepreneurial. So how are you at the age of six thinking about business? What brought all this about?
Okay, so first of all, at the age of six, breaking out with a bunch of acne is definitely not something very common, especially like a while ago. And it really was not fun at all to have it. People were making fun of me and I just did not enjoy it. And I have a bunch of my family, there are a lot of entrepreneurs in my family. So I was just surrounded by all this business. And that really pushed me to think, oh, maybe we can create something to help with my acne and the pimples all over my face. So I asked my parents, like, you know, would there be a way to help fix this? And, you know, they helped me out and we definitely ended up creating something. So it was really good and it ended up working for me. So we wanted to spread it to everyone else. Also, I didn't really know what being an entrepreneur was at the age of six. I just wanted to create something and help other people out and spread it to the world. So yeah, and then when I found out what it was, it's pretty cool to say that I am an entrepreneur. So yeah.
So, you know, what's interesting is you are quintessential type of entrepreneur where you have a problem, mm-hmm. and you want to fix this problem. And maybe you're not thinking about making a business out of it. You're just thinking, man, I have this problem and I got to fix it. And so, yeah, it's back to what you were saying. It's pretty rare for a six-year-old to have acne.
Yeah.
The wonderful thing, once you solve a problem like this, sometimes it's not so wonderful when you're going through the problem. But what's nice about this is that it gives you kind of a special room in your heart. And you can kind of understand what some people might be dealing with when they're dealing with acne or they're dealing with some other issue that they think is a big deal. And and especially at a young age. So, you know, my heart goes out to you and any other six-year-old that might be dealing with acne. So did you guys go to the doctor and they just couldn't help?
We would go to a bunch of pharmacies and see if there were any safe skincare products for my age, because there's a lot of products, but they have harsh chemicals, and we just would see safe for kids. And then my dad would read the label because he has background in skincare and it would not be safe. And then the other safe products were not effective at all. They did not work out for my skin. So that's why we were like, maybe this is a good chance to create something, because there's not really anything to help with, like, safe enough and still effective. And that's how our product is, though. So safe and effective.
Yeah. And that's interesting, as you pointed out. Sometimes the label will say, hey, it's safe for kids, which it's true, as you experienced, but then they're not very effective. Or the other coin of that is, it's very effective, but it will melt your skin right off your face.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's incredible. All right. So you're surrounded by all these entrepreneurs, your family, and you come up with this problem. And so from the time, here you are, you're 6 years old, you're starting to think about solving this problem. From the time you started thinking about it until you had an effective, safe solution, how long was that time?
It was probably, I think it was about 2 to 3.5 years. It took a lot of time because we were going back and forth from Arizona, because that's where the factory was, and to California. So, LA. And it was just a lot of process, and my parents were just traveling a lot and talking to the dermatologists and estheticians. So it took quite a while, but it was worth it, because it really turned out well. And then we just keep growing even more with the ingredients. Like, we recently had to change some things. Don't remember exactly what it was, but like 2 years ago we did something different, and we're just trying to improve as we go. Yeah.
Sure. And if you don't mind me asking you, how old are you now?
I'm 14.
Okay, 14. So it's incredible to think about this. So at the age of six, you kind of discovered this problem. You're hunting for the solution. And like you said, it took about 3 years. So that's really like, you know, a third of your life was dedicated to finding the solution. So that's incredible right there. And why did it take, like you said, two to three years? What was slowing it down that it took that long?
Okay, so it was very tough to find the ingredients that were super safe, but yet still effective, because that's what we were going for. And also, like, our products are fragrance-free, cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfur-free, all this stuff. Oh my gosh, my dad's getting a phone call. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm calling him. But so basically, we were just trying to find super safe ingredients. But unfortunately, there were a bunch of holdbacks because they weren't effective. But we ended up finding some really good ingredients. Like, our tea blast has tea tree in it. That's one of the cleansers. And we ended up finding really great ingredients that helped, but it was kind of hard at first.
Sure. All right. So, were you still dealing or suffering with acne during, you know, again, you're suffering with acne at the age of six. So let's say 7, 8, and 9, were you still dealing with that?
Yeah, and I still do deal with it because, you know, I'm still getting older and I do sports and I'm just, you know, very active person. So it's kind of hard not to, because I have very acne prone skin. So I still do deal with it. But then once I use kid skin, you know, over time, it goes away. It's crazy. Also, a lot of my friends as well, they use it and they just tell me how it helps them so much. And it makes me so happy when they tell me, because I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like our product. Like, it's so great. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, the great thing about friends, real friends, is they'll tell you whether it works or not, right?
I mean,
it's one thing, you know, we're again, they might, what do you call it? They might, you know, do a little white lie. Yeah, yeah, it's great. It's great. But, you know, when it comes to acne, people, or I should say, you know, skincare, people typically, they'll tell you straight up, hey, this is not working. Yeah. And your product sucks. So it's good to get that feedback that your friends are telling you, yeah, it's great. So let's talk about this. How do you market your product today?
Ooh, okay. So right now I handle the social media on Instagram and TikTok, and I do a lot of TikTok. Also, by the way, our social medias are all at Kids Can You Say. So on TikTok, I get in contact with a bunch of influencers and like Get Ready With Me accounts, and they reach out to us and ask if we can collab. So we send them product and they review our products on their TikTok account and they tag us in videos, and that's really what helps a lot, and it just gets a lot of people to see our products. And then I film a lot of videos for Kids Skin on our TikTok as well, and we have to think outside of the box a lot of times because we are trying not to be too repetitive with the same content, but we want to make interesting content for our supporters to view and be excited to see our videos. So that's like really a big part of getting the word out and advertising, marketing, you know, that really helps a lot. So
are you using social media as your, or I should say organic social media, dealing with, you know, doing these collabs and stuff? Are you doing that as your primary marketing, or are you guys spending money on advertising as well?
So we're also spending money on advertising for all of the Facebook ads and Google ads and Amazon. Those, we're doing that as well. But then I do the marketing part on social media.
So you're literally the face of Kids Skin.
Yeah, that's me.
And do you guys have an Amazon store as well?
Yeah, we sell on Amazon as well. And we just try to get a lot of attention to the website mostly, which is kidskin.com. And that's what I promote the most on TikTok and just our products.
Yeah, I love it. Kidskin.com, everybody. Kidskin.com. I'm also going to put links in the show notes. All right, so let's talk about this because my girls, I have twin girls, they're 19 and they love TikTok. And I have to say, I haven't done that much with TikTok. So I'm familiar with Instagram. I do like Instagram, but TikTok to me is a little bit different. And what makes TikTok a good place for Kids Skin?
Okay, so there are age groups, it's so many ages, and we're mainly targeting preteens and teens. So from about 11 to 15, that's where our main targets are. And that's mainly the ages on TikTok. And so there are so many accounts that are skincare videos and Get Ready With Me lifestyle. And they always include other products and skincare products. And we're like, oh my gosh, what if we can have Kid Skin in those videos? So it really helps because they show the bottle and it has the name on it. And then a lot of times when we do collabs with coupon codes, like we give them a coupon code to use so they can have people go to the website and use theirs. They tag us and then they say, here's like the website, and they just lead them to our website and help promote our products. So it's really great. And now I'll be scrolling on my For You page and I'll see videos with Kid Skin in it, and I get so happy. I'm like, oh my gosh, our product, people are like just showing it in their lifestyle videos. It's so cool. It's like, whoa.
That is way cool. Yeah, that's awesome. You know, and that's kind of one of the secrets to making a product go viral. You got to sit there and you push it and you push it and you push it. And as you said, you reached out to some of these influencers, you do things with them, and this all takes time and energy. Yes. And this is what separates, some of the successful brands from the non-successful brands. You really have to, in your case, it's perfect because, you represent the market you're going after. You know the market you're going after. You've experienced it. And then, of course, you're working TikTok and Instagram, and it sounds like you're getting some pretty good results. So
yes, a lot.
As your marketer, as one of the marketers for your product, Do you look at how many, let's say, how much traffic you're getting from Instagram or from TikTok to your website? Are you able to track that?
Yeah, we can see the visitors on our website, and we also host giveaways sometimes, and a lot of people participate in that. And so sometimes to choose the winners, we have them sign up for our newsletter on the website. So we can definitely see who is doing that. And then it's really good. And we've definitely, the sales have increased by crazy amounts from the start of quarantine till now. And it's just, yeah, it's pretty great. It's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty great. So, I love what you're doing, because this is great information for somebody out there who wants to build a brand or sell a product or even a service. And I love this idea. So hats off to you and your dad there for having not only the website, but having the smarts to have a newsletter for people to sign up or opt in, as we say in marketing, and you're able to track it. You're able to do a giveaway. You're bringing excitement to a brand, and that's what it takes. So congratulations. Sounds like you guys are doing a great job with that marketing. So let's talk about this. We talked a little bit about some of, you know, your research. It took you about 3 years to put together a formula that really worked. What other struggles did you have along the way?
Okay, so a personal struggle with me for Kid Skin was I really didn't, since I was a lot younger, was not really mature, and I was struggling a lot with taking it seriously and realizing I actually have to do like real work, because I was like, yeah, I own a brand now, like it's so cool, whatever, but I didn't actually realize I needed to actually put in a lot of effort. And we went to a show in New York, and we were trying to promote our products to people and to other entrepreneurs, but I wasn't taking it seriously, and I was like not really focused. And after that trip, I was not doing so well with the brand, and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is not okay. And that from there, I was like, okay, I'm actually going to start working for this, because it was so disappointing for my family, because we went to New York, tried to get our brand to be known by more people, and then I didn't really take it seriously, and I regretted that, but I'm really glad that. Learned from that, and now I just ended up taking off and doing a lot of more work to it. So that was good.
Yeah. Well, first of all, hats off to you for, you know, being aware of that. And you know, and you're right. Look, at the age of 6 or 9 or 10 or 14, that is a young age. And what you're doing is really grown-up stuff at this point. I mean, Kid Skin could be a multi-billion-dollar brand, and that can sometimes be a lot of pressure on a young person, and that can be a lot of pressure on a old person.
Yes.
I mean, that's a huge responsibility. And again, you're lucky in the sense that you have your family there who are seasoned entrepreneurs who can kind of guide you here and there. And so I do want to kind of point this out that, again, you were fortunate enough, you go to the show in New York and you kind of see maybe a bigger picture. You have this aha moment and you start to take off with it. So for you personally, when you start thinking about the brand and how big you want to get it, have you thought about how big you want to make the brand?
Oh, yes, definitely. Recently, I've just been thinking, like, I really want to keep growing. It's a very big brand. I want it to be really known, because especially not just because I want it to be a big business and have a lot of money from it. You know, like I'm not thinking like that. It actually helps people. And I really just want it to be spread so a lot of people can get help with their acne, you know. And that's just my main goal, because I just want to do something good for people and help. This Kid Skin helps do that. you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And what you said there is right on the money. Look, first of all, we all want to make money.
Yeah.
And the real goal of a business is not to make money. That's kind of like the side benefit, if you will. But the real goal of a business is to help people, is to change lives. And so in your case here, you literally can transform somebody's lives. Somebody who's suffering from acne, they would love to try Kids Skin, and they would probably love to go to kidskin.com and check out the product and see if it's going to work for them and see if their life will change. Because, you know, when you're dealing with acne, really, it doesn't matter at what age, but especially when you're young and kids are making fun of you, that hurts the most.
Yeah.
And man, to be able to try a product like Kids Skin and transform somebody's lives, that is priceless. I mean, that is just a magical thing. When people ask you, hey, you know, Kids Skin sounds great, but you know, why should I try Kids Skin versus some of these big brands? What do you tell people? What sets you apart?
Yeah, so we do get that question a lot, because some people will be like, oh, well, I see the same, something similar product that's $9 at Target, or this product's very big. But that's just, a lot of the time they spend a lot of money on their advertising, and we do have a budget. We've had a budget, you know, we can't spend millions and millions of dollars on advertising. That's kind of hard for a smaller business. So we're trying to do this a bit slowly, but we're trying to grow a bit faster now. But we definitely have a lot of safe ingredients that will help rather than other products, because they're just spending money on the advertising and spreading the word like that. But I'm helping marketing and spreading the ingredients as well, because people need to know that they're using a safe product rather than something that is just a big product and celebrities are promoting it. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the other thing is, as you found out through your research, there are a lot of products out there that simply don't work. And they do spend a lot of money promoting this product and come to find out that the product doesn't work, and they just want to get people to try it for 2 or 3 or 4 months. And they really aren't concerned with changing lives. They're not concerned with making a good product. They're really concerned with, you know, spending a dollar on advertising and trying to get $2 or $3 back on that ad spend. There, as we've already said, this is a very competitive, mature business, and there's a lot of a lot of competition. And again, a lot of that competition is how to put this nicely? They're full of crap.
Yeah, that's yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right. So at this stage in your business, if somebody came to you and said, hey, I want to buy it, I want to offer you guys a gazillion dollars and buy your brand, are you ready to sell it today, or are you still looking to grow it some more?
Yeah, so we actually did have a few people who wanted to invest in Kids Skin, and we were very close to doing it, but I told my dad, I was like, I really want to do this like as a family. I don't want to, like, it would be great to have investors, because then it would help grow the brand even more fast, and that would be great. But I really wanted to do this as a family and just get this, you know, with myself and my dad and my mom. Just, I really wanted to do it on our own and help grow, like, with our help, you know. I liked the thought of that, and it was, yeah, we were going to have an investor, actually. We were so close to it, and then my dad was like, you're right, Jordan, we should do it as a family, not just get an investor. So I was like, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know what, and that is a great attitude to have, you know, again, because you are so young. If you do this for the next 3 or 4 years, you know, you turn whatever, 18, 19, 20, it's not going to stop an investor 4 or 5 years from now from getting involved. It's not going to stop a sale from happening 4 or 5 or 6 years from now. And maybe at the age of, you know, at the old age of 20 or 21 or something like that, you know, you decide, hey, I want to sell this business, and then maybe come up with a different idea to do something else. And maybe go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. That's what I definitely want to do, because I also would definitely like to carry on KidSkin for a few more years and just keep growing it. And then at one point, I'll probably end up selling it and then make another brand that will help with something with for people, because I love like owning a brand that helps people, and I definitely want to create more. So yeah, that's what I plan on doing.
Yeah. And again, to me, there's no better feeling than having your product or your service help people, really change some lives. And that's great. And so let me ask you this. So if somebody buys KidSkin, they go to kidskin.com, they buy the product, and if they don't get the results, do you guys offer a money back?
Yeah, we do 100% money back. If it doesn't work for them, they'll send it back and we give them their money back. So we're very open with that. And yeah, it's not so like, no right. money back, you know? So we're good with that.
Yeah. And again, that's very important, because that helps people trust you guys even more, right? I mean, I'm sure they're going to look at you and go, well, she seems pretty trustworthy. She seems pretty nice. But again, when we do a money back guarantee, that's basically removing the risk off us, the consumers, and the consumer is going to go, well, since they believe in their product so much to give me a money back guarantee, then it must be a pretty decent product. Let me go ahead and try it. Yeah. And of course, you know, you have your Amazon store as well, which to me is another way of letting people know that you're a good company, because Amazon yes. is very much about refunds, and you know, they're very much about taking care of their customers. And I think that I think they're calling themselves the most customer centric business out there. They're really about getting that product out there, trying to get it delivered within a day, 2 days at the latest, refunds as simple as possible. So anyway, that's a good. All right. So what's next for kidskin.com? What's anything happening here in the future?
Yeah. So right now we are in the process of releasing a deodorant and a body wash. And soon we want to create a shampoo for super dry hair or scalp and just help it be safe. Also, a lot of shampoos, that is what causes a lot of acne around here, because it's super oily and they have oils and fragrances and all these just harsh ingredients, because the shampoo, you know, it falls onto your face sometimes, or the conditioner. So we want to create something that is safe for your skin as well when you wash your hair.
Yeah. I wish I had that problem. I wish I had that problem. When my twin girls turn 13, I'm looking for them. When my twin girls turn 13, that's when my hair just gave up. At that point, it was too much. They just gave up. All right. So deodorant, body wash, a high quality shampoo. I love the way you're rolling this thing out. So what's coming up first? What's next? The deodorant?
Yeah, the deodorant is first. Probably out in 2 months at most. It was supposed to come out in November, but we had a little delay. So that wasn't very good, but it's okay, because we're just trying to make it as best as we can. Yeah. And it'll be out pretty soon.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about a physical product, is that sometimes there are delays and sometimes a little bit more delays. But what you said is important. It's really not about hurrying up. It's about delivering a product that, again, that you can be proud of. And a good product means that you're going to have less and less refunds. And also a good product means you're going to have more word of mouth, more sales. So it's worth the investment of time.
Yeah,
put out a good product, because ultimately it says something about you and your family.
Yeah, we like to put in full effort and make something that actually works, you know. So that's what big goal.
Yeah. Now let's see, you're in LA, so schools are closed, you're just doing everything online?
Yep, all on Zoom.
All on Zoom. All right. So, do your friends, do they like that? I mean, because you're kind of a TikTok brand. I don't want to maybe use the word celebrity, but you're getting in that, you're growing into a celebrity. You're going to be a brand influencer yourself. So, do your friends sometimes kid you about that? Or are they pretty supportive?
Actually, a lot of my friends just very supportive of it, and it's really great because also one of my friends, she, this girl Samantha, she's a very nice person, and she always has been a huge supporter of Kidskin, and it really works for her. And it's so funny. She'll be like, "Jordan, I just got some new Kidskin." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, yay!" And then 2, 3 weeks will pass by, and she's like, "I ran out of the moisturizer." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, wow, that was quick." So it's just, I have a bunch of my friends who have kid skin, and it's really fun. And I'll go to their houses, and then I'll go to the bathroom and see, oh, they have kid skin in here. Oh, look, the sunscreen. Like, it's really funny. And then, yeah, I just see it.
That's way cool. That's way cool. Now,
Yeah.
just out of curiosity, do you have a bunch of product there at the house? So if a neighbor runs out of kid skin, they can just knock on your door and buy some more?
Yeah, well, so the new product is all at our warehouse here. I'm actually in the warehouse right now, but I do have product at home because I use it. So yeah, people can borrow it.
Oh, that's awesome. That is really awesome, Jordan. That is
Thank you.
fantastic. I'm excited, super excited. Kidskin.com, kidskin.com. Go there. And so right now, besides the acne treatment, what else is there available?
So we have the acne kit, and which is contains the T-Blast foaming cleanser for oily skin, the Z-Blast serum, which is for pimples and it dries them out, and then the calming moisturizer, which is also for oily skin. But then we have the gentle skin kit. We're trying to make it a kit, but there's the gentle skin cleanser, which is for sensitive skin and dry skin and rosacea, just a bunch of very sensitive skin types can use it, and along with the gentle skin moisturizer as well.
Nice, nice. And did you mention a sunscreen?
Oh yeah, and we have a sunscreen as
Okay.
well.
All right, so here's my big question. So if I'm having acne problems, how would I know if I have dry skin or oily skin? I mean, I'm thinking oily skin would be kind of obvious because I have, maybe my skin's going to be oily. But if I have sensitive skin or dry skin, is this something that I'm going to know, or do I just try different products out? How would I know if I have like really dry skin or sensitive skin? What are some of
So
the signs?
if you, there's a good way to test it. You wash your face with just water, and then you leave it for about 30 minutes, and you see if your face feels kind of like tight and not too loose or oily, just if it feels tight and just kind of dry and not nice, like don't use a moisturizer or anything after. You can tell if you have dry skin or combination skin because different areas of your face might be different. Like this might be oily and then dry here. So yeah, there's different ways to tell. Or you just might have what we call normal skin, and it's just, nothing very interesting about it, just skin
Yeah,
there.
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then of course, there are environmental factors that can affect your skin, right? Like you mentioned Arizona, that's where I live here in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area. So, skin gets dry here no matter what you have.
Yeah. So that would probably, I would recommend the gentle skin moisturizer for that. And also you can use like the T-Blast for combination skin. I usually recommend, if it's more oily, the T-Blast cleanser, and then using the gentle skin moisturizer. Or you can switch it, the gentle skin cleanser and the calming moisturizer. So you can use both,
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So, yeah, I'm excited to try your product. So maybe you guys can send me some product and I'll
Yeah,
try it
definitely.
and I'll do a video.
Yes, that would be awesome.
I'll do my
Definitely.
second TikTok video just for you.
Thank you.
And you never know, maybe you'll get one or two viewers on my TikTok video. I haven't done very much on there. I only have one little video, and but I have like 5 or 6 people on Instagram. So I'm huge. I'm huge. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, Jordan, it's been a blast having you on the show. I would love to bring you back next time when you're coming out with a new product. Let us know. We'll bring you back and we'll talk some more.
Yes, sounds great. Thank you so much. That was really fun. I enjoyed that a lot.